down here. And 10 minutes later, I guess where they are, they're down at a local pub trying to sell them. So why are they selling them? Well, they're selling them for their drugs. I don't know if that's the right thing to do. I always believe that give it to a registered charity or whatever, United Gospel, or one of those major charities. If you're going to do cash or you're going to give out something, do it that way, because you know that money is going to go to the needy and not help feed the addiction. So I'm going to leave that at that. We'll get right back to you, COJ. We've got a couple more to go through, and then we'll shoot it back to our other NCO, VA7ATQ. Good evening. Welcome to the net.
Good morning. Hope everyone's having a good Boxing Day. And as usual, I'm busy with an ongoing computer programming project, so I won't get into too much detail on that because I don't think people want to be have me talk over their heads with all sorts of deep speak. To try to do what Hootsuite is doing, but not do it for less money. Who knows, maybe I can turn that into a business opportunity, but right now I'm just mad that Hootsuite charges $100 a month just to be able to automate your posting to social media for group announcing events and stuff, and I think that's a bit much. Anyway, back to that, VA7ATQ.
Yeah, okay, very good. The audio's just a tiny bit light, but that's just probably because you're just a little away from the mic, but I did get the gist of that. I didn't want to turn up the volume too much. I'm sure everyone heard you, or maybe it's just my ears. I've got allergies that are killing me tonight. My ears are stuffed up, my nose is stuffed up, and I can barely speak, but we're going to get through this all together. So thanks for being there, and we'll call you on the second round. VE7 Whiskey X-Ray Zulu, good evening. Welcome to the TGIF Net. Come on board.
Yeah, that's Victor Alpha 7, Victor Whiskey Zulu. And just wanted to say good evening to all the Jims, James, and Jasons out there, as well as you, Merlin, and everybody else on the net. I guess I got an antenna story. I got to move my antennas. My VHF antenna kicks off my mini-split head, and my HF antenna shuts down one of my computer monitors and starts up the kettle in the kitchen. So I'm going to try and move both of those to another side of the house and reroute the cables. So that's my project for the new year in radio. And I just came across a couple old CB radios, a 40-channel Triton, I think it was, and a couple of very plain radios. One was Radio Shack and one was Realistic, which is probably the same thing, I guess. And I think the Realistic one might actually work, so I'm going to see if I can find a proper antenna and hook it up and see if it powers up and play with that, maybe. Other than that, just happy early New Year to everybody, and 7-3, you send it back to Ned.
Yeah, okay, very good. Well, probably an obvious question, of course, I'm going to ask is, have you tried some line chokes and what have you? I'll tell you, for the HF side, I run two of them, one at the feed point at the top by my NFED dipole, and then, of course, one inside the shack, couple F240, type 43 ferrocores, wrap the coax around that, keeps line isolation of the RF getting back in the shack. Also, you can buy the smaller ferro cores and what have you, a couple winds on your computer cords and that. I know a lot of people do that, especially when they're running their radio, like, say, example, even an FT-1000 or an IC-7600 or anything that is running FT-8 and have to run through software through the computer. They use some chokes on there to kind of isolate it. I had a big problem. I guess what actually gave me a sour taste for FT-8, right? I was just getting too much line interference from my RF from the radio transmitting. I could transmit no more than 25 watts on the NFET, it would just anything above that to just wipe out with hum and you name it through the line cords from the radio to the computer, and that was on an IC 7600 at the time. I would probably, I will ask you the question, have you tried any, making up any isolation chokes or whatever before you want to get into really in the investment of moving things around? Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a like a 1-to-1 choke Balun on my HF antenna, and I also have 5 of the ferrite beads on each end of the cable. So I think it's just that the antenna actually starts about 4 feet from my monitor, the way it runs. The end of the antenna is right outside my window, so I think with the HF, that's the deal. With the VHF, I don't have the ferrite beads on the cord, but the mini-split head is only a few feet away from the actual antenna. And it was suggested to me to put ferrite beads on the electrical lines on the mini-split head, but of course now those wires are nicely tucked away in the bundle with the drain line and the refrigerant lines, and it would be a pain to open them up. It'd be much easier for me to move the antenna in my case, so that's the situation.
Well, it sounds like you got it pretty well figured out. I wasn't sure if you did that. I would have presumed being into HF, you would have done some research and knowledge about RFI and how the coax runs. And of course, you know the RF signal runs on the outer part of the coax, so it can cause a lot of interference and what have you. I've been very fortunate because my NFED actually is a sloper, and it really doesn't go through different other people's windows for RF. I can imagine it did. It's on the south side of the building, which is basically the just small windows of a bathroom for each apartment, and the rest is just a solid structure of cement. So it's been really fortunate that I'm not running across a whole bunch of windows in that, because I'm sure that other than just receiving noise, it would cause a real fang-dangle of probably kettles lighting up and everything else, and a lot of aggravation. Thanks for being here tonight, and anything else for the net before I move it over to ROX for another round?
No, I think I got nothing more for the net, so 7-3, and see you guys next week, probably.
Well, keep us updated in regards to that. I'd be very interested in that. When I was running an IC7600, I didn't have a line isolator. I had what we call a fake one, you know, the PVC, wind your coax on it up at the upper part of the end fed, you know, as a basic coax choke. Once we discovered in regards to the proper F240 type 43 cores, we didn't hesitate at buying some good ones and putting it up there at the feed point at the top of the area, and of course into the shack by the radio, because a lot of RF was coming down the coax itself and causing a lot of heat and discontent, at least in the shack itself. So do get back to us in regards to that. Thanks a lot. This is Victor Echo 7 Oscar Romeo for the Thank God It's Friday Net for Boxing Day, December 26, 2025. My God, we're getting into 26. I'm going to let Rox take some numbers down as I go run for some tissue and blow my nose because it's getting all over my microphone. Don't visualize that either. VE7ROX for another group of check-ins. Go ahead, sir.
Well, let's see. Steve, VE7VWZ was number 9. So let's see if we can get into the double digits, a.k.a. number 10. I wonder if there is anybody out there looking to check in. We are listening.
Victor Echo 7, Kilo Victor Oscar. Good evening.
KVO. Victor, let's see, KVO. I don't know if I've had you on the paper here from previous nets, so it might be a new one. Victor, was that Victor Echo or Alpha?
Victor Echo. It's Kevin from Abbotsford. I know we've spoken before, but I may not have been part of your net.
Oh, yeah. The last check-in was also Abbotsford. Steve, VE7 Victor Whiskey Zulu. You are in the same location, VE7KVO, and you put us into double digits. You are number 10 on the paper. So Merlin will get back to you if we get any more. Anybody else out there looking to check in? Huh. You'd think it was Christmas and Boxing Day or something. I guess people have other agendas during this holiday season.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I didn't think the numbers were going to be too high. In fact, I'm very surprised we cracked the 1-0 mark today. I know that people are probably just totally, you know, you have in-laws around and a whole bunch of family and you name it. And, all that festive stuff of people liking each other, not liking each other, and you all have to sit in a room. Oh, that's another long topic, too, but we won't get in there. They're probably all burnt out and gone to sleep. So let's pick up Kevin. Hey, Kevin, how are you out in Abbotsford? Welcome to the TGIF net. Please go ahead. Oh, hang on. Hotel Charlie Whiskey, you got that, Roxanne.
I'll come back. Victor Echo 7, Kilo Victor Oscar.
Hi, Merlin, V7HCW here. Just to check in and see what you guys are doing.
Oh, my God. My goodness. V7KVO, acknowledge Kevin. We'll call you on the second round regardless. I didn't mean to pull the trigger right after you did a check-in because you were the only one that Rox picked up there, so I may have caught you off guard. But thanks for being with us tonight. And Mr. VE7HCW, boy, do we go back. 1993, I remember talking to you up at Joyce SkyTrain area with BGJ and a whole bunch of the boys on 658. Boy, those were real good memory lane there. How you been? And hope you've been well. It's been a long time. Go ahead.
Oh, actually, getting old here. All of a sudden, you realize you're 77 years old, and boy, 50 years ago, basically, or more, when I met my spouse. By golly.
Yeah, it's amazing how time is flying, eh? The clock keeps ticking. It seems to be faster as the years go by. You brought up some memories of, who was that, VE7... what was his call? He lived down Victoria there. WCB? I can't remember, but he used to get on there. Yeah, we used to have quite a crowd there. Well, nice to have you on board, and we are getting older. I'm just at the turn of the century here myself, I guess, at least for old age security. So we're not getting any fresher. Go ahead, Wayne.
Yeah, you're right. That was... won't go away, WGA, I think.
That's the one, WGA, and he had a IC, what was that model? It had. It almost looked like it had an equalizer built on the front end of it. He was a real estate guy, I remember that. We'll have to catch up with all this memory lane a little bit later, but sure nice hearing you, Wayne.
Yeah, I guess I've been on the Hawk Bay area here, so it was an IC-730, I still remember.
That's the one, an IC-730. Last time I seen about 6 years ago driving, or 7 years ago driving by his house, he still had the aerials on the roof, but I don't know if he silent keyed and the family just didn't know what to do with the aerials on the house and just left them up.
No, he was silent keyed for a while ago.
Okay, I would have figured that. His name was Bill, if I remember right. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. Good to hear you, Wayne. I'll call you on a second round. I don't think we've got very many on the list anyway, but we'll take a pause with you, and thanks for the holiday surprise, and Gong Hei Fa Choi. Don't forget that. We got that coming up too, eh?
Yeah, go ahead, carry on.
Okay, Wayne, good to hear you. Okay, this is VE7OR, located in the hearts of Vancouver, Strathcona, or downtown Eastside, whatever you want to frame it. That's where we are transmitting on Musqueam, St. Latouche, and Squamish Nation land here. So we'll give them a special thanks for allowing us to do our transmissions here with VE7ROX up there, way up in the Capitol Hill area. Pass it back to you, Rox. See if we can get one more go around, and then we'll hit the top of the list.
Yeah, are we at 10 or 11? Was there one in there that I missed somehow? I had for number 10 was KVO Kevin in Abbotsford. And was there another one there? Or maybe not, but are there any more out there looking to check in? We are in listening mode.
From down south, Kilo India, 7 Tango, Oscar Yankee, John, Whatcom County, Washington.